Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So we are, it's 10 days. 10 days. I broadcast this is live today on Saturday, October 26th. 10 days until we can relax. No more text messages. No more emails. No more flyers in the mail. No more phone calls. No more pathetic begging for money. Well, the homeless and the panhandlers will still keep doing that. But the panhandlers and the homeless and politicians, I kind of all put in the same group anyway. Kind of like a bunch of drug-addled, you know, addicts wandering around just begging for money. But anyway, I'm glad to have you with me today. There's a lot to cover, some of which I can't cover in depth because I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet because it's 3 freaking hours long. No, I know this program is about what I need to listen to. And you know what it is, right? It's Donald Trump's sit down and discussion. I don't even want to call it an interview. A discussion with Joe Rogan on the Joe Rogan podcast. And it's 2 hours, 58 minutes, and 49 seconds or something like that. And I thought, well, I'll talk about that today. And then I thought, well, no, because I get up, I walk the dogs really early this morning, you know, oh, dark 30. And I'm just like, no, I don't want to. And I'm taking a road trip this afternoon to our home and to our undisclosed location in northern New Mexico. And so I thought, well, it's about a 3-hour drive, you know, give or take. Since the wife's not with me, I'll be able to make it in 3 hours. It should be a 4-hour, but I'll make it fast. So I'll listen to it then. But I pulled up a couple of clips just to give you an idea, because when I woke up this morning, one of the first things I did was I went to the Drudge Report. Now, I know the Drudge Report is kind of a, you know, since Matt Drudge sold it or transferred it or whatever he did to that website, it's become a really left-wing rag, which shouldn't surprise any of us, but nonetheless, that's what it's become. So here are the headlines on Drudge at this very moment, at 10:08 Mountain Time, 12:08 Eastern. Rogan, Trump is on Adderall, a man baby. Quote, existential threat to democracy. Oh, there it is. Next, keeps fans waiting 3 hours in the cold. That's apparently because the interview went 3 hours and he was going to Michigan for an event, and so people had to wait. I don't think that people showing up at a Trump event are surprised they might have to wait 3 hours because they show up like 12 hours before it starts. So, you know, but there's Drudge trying to make sure that you think it's all negative. And then this one, I have no clue what this one is about. And ask me if I care. I don't yet because I haven't heard it. But the Don botches Lincoln history. Okay. Well, let's take a listen to this. It started out, I think, fairly early. I did listen to maybe the first 2 minutes of it. And Joe Rogan starts out by talking about, I was going to play a clip, and we decided not to play this clip. And Rogan explains why, and I think it's worth a short discussion. Because I play clips all the time. Because under the fair use doctrine in copyright law, I can take snippets if it's newsworthy, and I can use that as commentary. Now, if I just sat down today and just started playing Joe Rogan's interview and didn't do anything else, just said, here's Joe Rogan talking to Donald Trump, and scooted the chair back, got my Diet Coke, came back in 3 hours, that would be a copyright violation. Because I have now taken the entirety of that podcast and used it and rebroadcast it without permission. However, there's a thing called fair use. And fair use is a valid part of copyright law that says people can take parts of. Now, when I say parts of, that is subject to interpretation. Because through the course of the program today, as I look at some of the stories that I've got, there are, maybe a total of 15 minutes. 15 minutes spread over 3 hours of Rogan's interview with Donald Trump. I think that's fair use. Now, why do I think it's fair use? Because I have the I'm using it because it's a news story. It's newsworthy. I am telling you it's from the Joe Rogan podcast. And I am telling you what my comments are about it. I'm telling you my opinion about what took place, what happened, what occurred. That's fair use. I tell you all of that because at the very beginning of the program, Joe Rogan wants to play a clip of The View. Now, I play clips from The View quite a bit during the weekday program because when you listen to those ditzes on The View and you listen to the low-information voters that are clapping seals, all clapping, yay, yay, with not having a clue what they're clapping for. Have you ever been to one of those programs? If you ever go to one of those programs in Los Angeles or New York, you know, a studio program, there's an audience manager. And in addition to the audience manager, there are applause signs, basically so that the trained seals, i.e. the audience, knows when to clap. Now, they may not have heard what was going on stage, depending on the sound and all the interruptions and the noise around them, but when they're told to clap, you clap. Yay, okay. So they're just trained seals. But anyway, Rogan is talking about The View, and he wants to play a clip where Trump appeared on The View in 2015, just prior to his announcement that he was running for president. And Whoopi Goldberg is giving him a hug. Joy Behar is all talking about how they love him. Oh, he's just wonderful. They really hope he runs, and he's just wonderful. We understand that you're conservative physically, but we understand you might be a little liberal on social issues. And we just, oh my gosh, you're just such a wonderful human being. And now he's Hitler. And so Rogan decides and tells Trump, I was going to play, and he describes it kind of like I just did, and says, I don't want to play that clip now, because Rogan and his staff have decided that they don't want to give the cabal, the dominant media, any excuse whatsoever to flag them for a copyright violation. Even though in my legal opinion, I think that would be fair use, but they're not willing to run the risk. Now, I want you to think about what that means in terms of what you get to hear. Because I doubt, now, I don't know what the percentage would be, but I bet it's less than half. I bet it's less than a third. Quite honestly, if you want to know what my gut tells me, it's probably less than 10% of this audience will listen to the entire 3 hours of the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, unless you are already a Joe Rogan fan, and that's already in your repertoire, and that's what you listen to all the time anyway. Otherwise, people who don't know who Joe Rogan is, they know that Trump was there. They look at it and it goes 3 hours. For a nation that already suffers from ADHD, I doubt seriously that they're going to listen to the entire 3 hour broadcast. So we'll do a few snippets of it. 10 days away from the election. One thing I want you to think about is why is it that, and I completely understand, don't get me wrong, I would probably give Rogan the exact same advice. You know, rather than run any risk whatsoever that you're going to get dinged for a copyright violation, and then having, because he's been threatened with this before, and advertisers, his advertisers have been threatened. So why take any of that risk? Let me just tell you what the clip says instead. The lesson from that is to show you how the media can pressure, whether it's the network or the cables or anybody else, of what to say or not to say. Fortunately, I work for a company that for the 20 years that almost, well, it'll be 20 years next year that I've been on radio, not once have I been told you can say this or you can't say that. The only thing I've ever been told is just don't violate the FCC rules, which means I can't say bull. I have to say bull crap. Joe Rogan and Donald Trump in a point that's really important coming up next.
This new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The Reading Sash Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. You know we have rules of engagement on this program. You know what they are. The first one is, if you want to send me a message, text your question or comment to this number. On your message app, this is the number, 33103. 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael, and you can tell me anything or ask me anything. And yes, one of you picked up that I will not be on air Monday because I'm still trying to burn up vacation days. Because iHeart and Premier won't let me bank vacation days, and I'd much rather be with you guys, but I'm not gonna give those days back to them. My contract says I can take them, so I'm gonna take them. So I'm gonna sneak out here when I finish today and take Monday off, and I'll be back on the air Tuesday. So I explained about Joe Rogan and the whole copyright issue, but immediately after that. Rogan is trying to ask Trump, so how is it that you go from being so loved to being hated? And I thought this answer was pretty interesting.
I never get a good story. I only get bad press. Now, I will say this. It's a lot easier if you're a Democrat. If I were a Democrat,
you'd get a lot of positive press.
I would get a lot of positive
press. Yeah. No, it's a creepy, corrupt business. And the media, to a large extent, acts as a propaganda arm for the Democratic Party.
It's not even believable.
Yeah, it's bizarre to watch. And most young people, I think, are aware of it. I think most boomers still, unfortunately, read the newspapers and believe in CNN.
But
No, we don't. Come on, Joe. Don't lump us all boomers in the same night. Yes, I read the newspapers, but why? Because I want to see what the LA Times or the Washington Post, I want to read about who they don't endorse.
It's and getting younger.
Yes.
Let me tell you, it's getting for us, for a consumer.
Yes.
And you know, I consider myself
a person. It's the internet. It's because the internet's giving people information that they're not getting from anywhere else. And they like the very fine people hoax. The Russiagate hoax, all these different things that they've done, they tried to pin on you. That's like, it's a clear distortion of what you actually said.
The bloodbath hoax.
Yeah.
I was talking about the auto industry.
Yes.
I like the fact that Trump brings up, you forgot about the bloodbath hoax too. I was talking about, you know, if the Democrats get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the auto industry. I heard that hoax again this past week. They will not stop. And it's having an effect, but I don't think it's having the effect that the media wants. And I'll explain why in a little bit.
It's a bloodbath because Japan and China are taking our auto. And
yes.
I said, it's a bloodbath. They said, he used the word bloodbath.
He said, if you think don't win, somebody, it's going to be a bloodbath.
That's
because
right.
They're going to take
right.
over.
It's a terrible thing they do.
But that's the problem with propagandists because they take things out of context. And ultimately what they do is they diminish their own credibility because people don't want to listen to them anymore because they see that they've done that and they recognize what's going on and they feel insulted. Their intelligence
well,
is
look
insulted.
At the ratings.
Yes.
You know, shows like yours. So I have a son who's very smart and tall, Baron, right? And he knows all about you. He knows about guys I never heard of. He said, Dad, you don't know how big they are. They're big. You know, he saw me how big. I said, who the hell is he? Like Ross. He said, Dad, he's a great guy. I mean, guys that are doing, it's a whole new world out there.
And it's brilliant of Trump to be doing this. I told Michael, my L.A. producer, that when I got up this morning and I looked at YouTube, as of, you know, about 6 a.m. Mountain Time this morning, Rogan dropped this at 6 or 7 p.m. last night, West Coast time. As of 6 a.m., 12 hours later, Mountain Time, give or take an hour or two, it had almost 11 million views. 11 million views. So they're absolutely right. Barron's right. I'm right. You're right. We're all right. But let's not gloss over what this is doing to the cabal. You see, I do believe that we're on the precipice of a really giant awakening in this country. And I think this election, although this election could be a setback if Kamala Harris wins, if Trump wins and really does the things that he says he's going to do, and particularly if we get a Republican House and Senate, and they're actually able to truly affect some change, the country might be saved. But to the point about the media, Gallup has released their latest trust in media survey, and it leaves zero doubt, I mean no doubt whatsoever, that the media in this country is the lowest life form in the country. Gallup asked this question. Listen, here's the question. In general, how much trust and confidence do you have in the mass media, such as newspapers, TV, and radio, when it comes to reporting the news fully, accurately, and fairly? A great deal? A fair amount? Not very much? Or none at all? What do you think the numbers are? What percentage of people that Gallup surveyed have a great deal of confidence that the media is going to report the news fairly, accurately, and fairly? Only 8%. That's worse than members of Congress. That's worse than, unfortunately, for used car salesmen who get a bad rap, by the way, I think. That's worse than lawyers. My God, lawyers are better than that. The percentage that believes the media reports the news fairly, accurately, and fully, a fair amount of the time, only 23%, less than a quarter. So right now we have 31% of Americans, according to Gallup, believe that the media presents the news fully, accurately, and fairly, only 31%. Not very much. That they don't report the news very accurately, fairly, and fully very much, that's at 33%. And those that believe that the media does not at all present the news fully, accurately, and fairly, that's at 36%. That is 69%. Two-thirds, more than two-thirds of Americans have zero trust or very little, not much trust at all in the media. You know, I went through this little fight yesterday with a story that I did on my local program, which I want to share with you later in this program, about some ballot fraud that we have in Colorado. And I played directly from a local news station's website a 2.5 minutes. And then as I'm going through the soundbite, I realize, oh, wait a minute, they left out a salient point. And, of course, the little reporter here in Colorado gets all upset about it and dings me on Twitter, and I'm like, wait a minute, you know what I did? I just played your soundbite. And you're accusing me of having edited it? No, I just played it as it was on your website. Interestingly, that video is no longer available on their website, and now the entire newscast is on the website instead. I wonder why people don't have trust in the media. I wonder why. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Be sure and follow me on X. If you wanted to see that Twitter fight, you could have seen that on X. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. Go give me a follow right now. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Eye-Survey is proven to slow GA progression.
Eye-Survey gets GA going slower.
Eye-Survey or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eye-Survey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eye-Survey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eye-Survey today.
Eye-Survey gets GA going slower.
Visit izervay.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
The roaring crash of cannons, the sizzling hum of a lightsaber, and the nail-biting tension of meeting an unknown enemy. All these and more will whisk audiences through an emotional roller coaster of battle when the Shasta Symphony Orchestra, under the baton of Dr. Jeff Speck, music director, brings to life epic battles of history through music. Get your tickets now for this Saturday night's performance starting at 7:30 at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are $15 for general admission, $10 for seniors, and $5 for students at eventbrite.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual shaggy foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos, finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Let's get my numbers up as great as Joe Rogan's. Wouldn't that be fantastic? Yeah. On your podcast app, you search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. And then once you hit subscribe, that will automatically download both the weekday program and this, the weekend program, so you get all of my radio programs by subscribing to that one podcast. Go do that right now. So back to this Gallup poll. Now, some of you have asked me on Twitter, on X, if I wouldn't post a link. So I just retweeted, reposted, I guess is the new technical term. I just reposted the Gallup story on X. So you can go find that on my feed at Michael Brown USA. So the great deal fair amount number, which I said, you know, is about 31%, that believe that the media fully, accurately, and fairly reports the news, that ties Gallup's lowest ever number that was first recorded back in 2016. Now, the more shocking result is the combined not much, that they don't report it fairly at not much, or none at all, at 69%. That is 4 points worse than the 65% figure posted by the usual standard setter for mistrust. The legislative branch, consisting of the House and the Senate, obviously, it's not really that close. So the Congress and the media are pretty much both in the toilet. The most distrust of Congress is of the softer, not very much, variety. That's about 46%. While the press laps elected counterparts by 17 points in the far more hardcore none at all category. This should be a complete and utter embarrassment to the media at every level, state, local, national. Now you say, well, but you might say to yourself, well, Michael, you're on the radio. You're doing a nationally syndicated program right now, so aren't you part of the mass media? Here's the difference. I'm not a journalist. I'm not reporting the news. I'm talking about the news. I'm giving you my opinion about the news. I'm giving you ways that I think you ought to think about the news. I'm trying to change your perspective. I'm an opinion guy. I'm not a news guy. I'm not a journalist. So when you look at those numbers, if you're a journalist, whether you're the little local journalist that's, you know, bitching at me because, oh, you took me out of context. No, I did not. I just reported what was on your website. Or you're David Muir of the, you know, ABC World News Tonight. Whatever level you're at, you ought to be a little embarrassed by this. The new figures are driven by a 16% drop among Democrats over the past 2 years. Now, that's important because press watchdogs, those people that, you know, they don't oversee the press, they watch over these things about the press. They blew off these low survey results. They kept arguing that they were artificially weighted because being anti-media is part of Republicans' political identity. That's how the website 538 put it one time. Well, that was back when most corporate media companies were proudly in the doling feces out business, and now they're actually just eating that feces. They're serving and eating crap sandwiches. And you can't say, as I'd like to, well, it's Fox's fault, and then it's Trump's fault. You know, The Economist had an article titled, "For Americans, Trusting the Media Has Become a Partisan Issue. Donald Trump," they write, "has convinced Republicans to disbelieve mainstream journalism." No, I don't think so. I think Donald Trump, what we've watched how the media has treated him, has exposed them for the propagandists that they are. Over at CNN, Oliver Darcy reacted to one of these polls complaining that, you know, some of the most popular media and political figures actively pollute the information landscape. Really? Because I think you're one of those guys that does that. Brian Stetler explained bad numbers as, again, because of Republican sentiment. You know, if Republican sentiment is so broad and we're able to drive those numbers down so dramatically, we ought to be winning every election everywhere in the country, but we're not. They give us way too much credit, and ask yourself, why? Because they are trying to find a scapegoat. Those in the media want to blame Republicans for their low numbers when Gallup, when you look at the tabs on the Gallup poll, it's pretty evenly divided among Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. So if you have a broad spectrum of consumers of news, and that broad spectrum, 69% says that you rarely, if ever, report the news fully, fairly, and accurately, then the media ought to stand up and take notice. This, you know, Brian Stetler at one point, I was listening to this yesterday. Brian Stetler over at CNN, formerly with the New York Times, then at CNN, and then fired from CNN, and then brought back to CNN. And I've actually sat on a set with Brian Stetler. I've actually been in New York with him when he first started, and sat down with him, interview with him about some disaster going on in the country. This was after I was the undersecretary. And I found him to be, again, kind of a ditz. He was pretty effective at reading the teleprompter, but not very effective at asking or listening to the questions. He tried to divide it between reporters and repeaters. And I found that hilarious. Because what wouldn't I give to turn into one of the networks, or for that matter, Fox News or CNN or MSNBC, I don't care, and actually have reporters just telling me, hey, here's what happened today. The sun came up at 7:05 a.m. Give me some facts, just facts. But that's not what we have. I don't call them repeaters, but indeed that's what they are. I call them stenographers, because what they've been doing is they've just been taking whatever the press release is from their preferred party affiliation and just, Kamala Harris says this. Okay, well, let's just put that into a press release. I've actually watched that occurring in a newsroom. I've actually watched a news director sit with a press release next to them and just on their screen, and they're just cutting and pasting out the press release into a news story to be broadcast live. And I thought, yeah, that's the repeater. That's the stenographer. Now, the reason for, we could talk for days about the reasons for this. And I think that Joe Rogan was right about one thing. He's right about several things, but one in particular regarding this story, and that is that the Internet has pretty much killed off big media. You and I, and this is why even today with the Internet, you have to be pretty discerning about where you get your news. Now, if you come to this program expecting me to just give you factually the news, then you came to the wrong place. Oh, I'll tell you factually what happened, but then I'll tell you what I think about it. And I'll tell you why what happened is either stupid or smart or good or bad, dumb, crazy, brilliant. I'll tell you whatever I think about it. And I think that's why you listen. But don't come and listen to me expecting from me for 3 hours just to talk about, well, today, blah, blah, blah happened, and that's the way it is on Saturday, October 26, 2024. This is Walter Cronkite signing off. Nope, not going to happen. Not going to happen. But you can find those places. And you can also find lots of people who will either challenge your beliefs or will confirm your beliefs. There's a lot of confirmation bias on the Internet, which is fine, but even those who might confirm your already held biases might give you some factual data points that help you understand, I believe this, and now I understand why I believe it, and now I've got some factual evidence back here to back up what I believe. That makes you a smarter person. That makes you a good debater. That makes you a good person to really sit down and have a discussion with about why tariffs are good or tariffs are bad, which took up a lot of the conversation between Joe Rogan and Donald Trump, which we'll talk about later also. I think this really kind of reached its point or its peak during COVID, because the internet, I remember thinking during COVID that I couldn't wait until we got to the point where we started looking back at what governments at all level did, including Trump and Fauci and all of those, Dr. Birx and all of them, what they did, what Pfizer and all of, you know, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna did, what they all did. I couldn't wait. I was hoping that I would live long enough. And sure enough, I think the internet sped that up because we're already beginning to understand that some of those things that I said on air that people said, oh my gosh, that's just a conspiracy theory. Well, it's all become true. It's all coming true. And I think that's because the internet, and I would say X in particular, where Elon Musk has said, you know what, we're going to quit deplatforming people. And as long as people aren't inciting violence, they have a First Amendment right on X, which is why I emphasize X so much. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, you can text me anytime. The number is 33103 on your message app. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael, either one. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. I'll be right back.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Open now through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. Alphonse Mucha, Master of Art Nouveau. Step back to the turn of the 20th century and learn about the many forms of Art Nouveau. Explore the broad range of works by Czechoslovakian artist Alphonse Mucha and immerse yourself in timeless art. Presented by the J&D Jaramonti Family Fund. Alphonse Mucha, Master of Art Nouveau. Open now at Turtle Bay. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. If you want to find one of the 350-plus affiliates that we have around the country, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Pull down the How to Listen tab, and you'll find an interactive map of all the affiliates, and then you'll find a list below that map of all those affiliates and when they air and re-air the program. So if you're traveling or you're looking for a local affiliate, you can find it at michaelsaysgohere.com, How to Listen. So speaking of the media, both the Los Angeles Times and the Washington Post, and I'm sure there are others around the country, have refused to endorse a presidential candidate this year. Now, the LA Times, I'm kind of not surprised by, but the Washington Post kind of surprises me for a couple of reasons. Now, ownership comes with its privileges. I forget the name of the owner, the new owner of the LA Times. It's an Asian name, and I'm sorry, I just forget it right now. And the current owner of the Washington Post is Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon. Well, the neoconservative Washington Post editor-at-large, Robert Kagan, has resigned from the Post because it refused to endorse, or Bezos said, we're not going to endorse a candidate in this race. Now, Kagan writes a column for the Washington Post. But here's something you probably ought to know and probably don't know. He's married to the Biden-Harris government's former Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, Victoria Nuland, who is the globalist architect of the Ukraine war. Kagan's resignation came after Bezos made it clear to the editorial page that they're not going to endorse Kamala Harris for president, 10 days before the election. This is the first time the Post has declined to endorse a candidate since the 1988 presidential election. The publisher and CEO, Will Lewis, announced the decision to the newsroom yesterday, on Friday. Now, I don't think the resignation of this editor-at-large is surprising at all, coming from a long line of neoconservative intelligentsia who are opposed to the more humble, non-interventionist foreign policy that's being advocated by Donald Trump. Kagan's late father, Donald Kagan, and his brother, Fred Kagan, have both been leveling their own criticisms of Trump for a decade now. So in addition to the familial ties to anti-Trump sentiments, Kagan's wife, Victoria Nuland, is no fan of Trump either. A senior official in the Biden-Harris administration, Nuland was the chief architect of the policy on the Ukraine war. That policy that says, hey, we're not going to try to win the war. We're just going to try to just keep helping you, Zelensky, as long as it takes. That's not how you conduct a war. You conduct a war by going in to win. Why would Victoria Nuland want to just push a policy that says, hey, we're going to stick with you as long as it takes? Oh, maybe because when you push for allowing Ukraine to expand the conflict by conducting military strikes deep inside Russia, a red line that Putin says that could elicit a nuclear response, or having failed to sufficiently escalate the conflict in Eastern Europe, Nuland announced her resignation this past March, but she still accomplished what she wanted to accomplish, and that was what? Well, the military-industrial complex, they've got a gravy train going on right now. A never-ending war. A war that has no discernible mission statement that says, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you whatever it takes to push, Putin back out of Ukrainian sovereign territory and then hold those lines and call it a day. Kind of like we did South Korea. push them north of the parallel, call it a day, and while that war is still ongoing, there's at least a non-official truce that has kept any more casualties from occurring. You know, just months after Nuland resigned, Biden was forced into a sort of resignation of his own following that disastrous debate against Donald Trump. And then he gets replaced in July by the vice president as the 2024 nominee. Yeah, it seems to me that the party that keeps accusing conservatives and Republicans and Donald Trump in particular of being a threat to democracy, that they themselves are the threat to democracy, and they themselves believe that, you know, ownership can't dictate what a company does. Why? Huh. Let's think about that. So ownership can't dictate what a company does, but government can dictate what a company does. Oh, yeah, that's called fascism. Yes. So the very people that accuse us of somehow being a threat to democracy, are they themselves the ones that are the threat to democracy? My timing's off a little bit, but let me start this anyway. Trump's been floating the idea of eliminating the income tax, with the revenue from the income tax being replaced from import and export tariffs. Now, he first floated that change not during, and this shows you the power of the Joe Rogan podcast. Trump actually kind of floated that idea during a recent campaign stop at the Bronx where he went to that barbershop. And then it kind of caught fire on social media a little bit. But then when he and Rogan talked about it in depth last night, took off like wildfire this morning. Now, the concept might sound far-fetched in modern American politics. I've always advocated, I've always wanted to get rid of the income tax. The 16th Amendment, what an abomination to the American economy, to the American worker. Tax your labor? No, don't tax my labor. Labor is something that I do so that I can feed myself, so I can shelter myself, shelter my family, feed my family, provide myself clothing and food and transportation. But you want to tax my consumption? Yeah, you can do that, because that's something I get to choose to do, not something I have to do. So it's maybe surprising to some of you that there was a time in this country when we did not have an income tax and we actually relied on tariffs. That's coming up next.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown. They're pounding on the door. They're calling on the phone. They're threatening to close your business. If debt has your business on the brink, call Ray Reynolds, the godfather of credit. For over 40 years, Ray Reynolds has helped thousands of customers get millions in cash credit. It's no wonder why they call Ray the godfather of credit. He may even be able to raise your score above 750 before the end of the year. You could even get a new personal or business credit line up to $50,000 within days. If your credit needs a rebuild, call Ray Reynolds and receive a $1,000 cash credit card at closing. Raise your credit score to 750 or more. Call Ray Reynolds at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Learn about Ray's secrets to success and how he can fix and improve your credit score to 750 or more. Call the Godfather of Credit Rebuild, Ray Reynolds, at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank,
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Millions of Americans are taking advantage of early voting this presidential election. More details from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Election day isn't until November 5th, but officials say about 29 million people have already cast their ballots. That's more than one-sixth of the number of people who voted during the 2020 race for the White House. Early voting data, of course, only shows who cast ballots, not how they voted. But the numbers reflect a growing number of Americans voting by mail or doing in-person early voting. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump says for the Navy to keep pace with China, this country must immediately begin to rebuild its shipbuilding capacity.
We have a problem. We don't build ships anymore. Do you know in World War I, we would build a ship? In World War II, we would build a ship a day. Think of that. A ship a day.
Mr. Trump was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show. Kamala Harris held a pro-abortion campaign rally in Houston last night while Mr. Trump rallied supporters in Traverse City, Michigan.
The vice president blamed the appointment of three conservative high court justices whose majority overturned Roe v. Wade, allowing numerous states to enact pro-life laws, which she denounces.
One in three American women lives in a state with a Trump abortion ban.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump gave supporters a word of advice about the vice president's accusations.
We have to bury the hatred and the lies and the avalanche, and we have to do it in an avalanche of votes. And every time you see a smear, every time you hear them attack, take the motivation to go out and vote.
His own remarks focused on the social costs of illegal immigration and a weak economy hampered by inflation and a restrictive energy policy. George Williams reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The socialists who want to move into the White House have a lot of plans for your money. One of them is to control the price of food, and this is just the start. Could 401ks and IRAs be next on their agenda? It might sound far-fetched, but so did price fixing just months ago. Hi, Donald Trump Jr. here. If you've spent decades building your nest egg, you can act now to stop your savings from falling into the hands of the socialists. It's why Americans are turning to gold, the ultimate safe haven in uncertain times. To see how easy it is to diversify your retirement with gold, get a free info kit from my friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Birch Gold makes it easy to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold while preserving your tax advantage status. Don't wait any longer. Protect your financial future now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898 for your free info kit from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports more people have been sickened by that food poisoning outbreak that's been linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders, and the company is taking extra precautions as a result.
The Centers for Disease Control says the McDonald's Quarter Pounder food poisoning outbreak is wider than first thought. 75 people have been sickened in 13 states, and one victim died. Investigators are honing in on slivered onions used on the burgers, which came from a California-based grower, Taylor Farms. Teresa Murray with a consumer group, PERG, says the link was likely found from patients' lab testing.
Genome sequencing, where they're able to connect the dots of different people in different cities who get sick, and they're able to do tracing and figure out.
McDonald's has pulled Quarter Pounders from menus in several states. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Italian police have arrested one of the country's most wanted drug traffickers after tracking him down all the way to Colombia.
It was back in 2020 that Luigi Belvedere went on the run. The 34-year-old was then sentenced in his absence to more than 18 years in jail. That apparently did not deter him. Police say he continued to ship cocaine from South America to Europe. But they had a photograph of Belvedere posing by the tomb of the late Pablo Escobar.
That's the BBC's Paul Moss reporting. A strong majority of California voters favor a new bill that would crack down on crime. According to a survey from the Public Policy Institute of California, nearly three-quarters of the California electorate plans to vote in favor of Proposition 36. It's a high-profile ballot measure that increases penalties for some theft and drug-related crimes. You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antiques, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, you stumbled onto The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm really glad that you have. We have some rules of engagement on this program. The most important one is, if you want to interact with me during the program, or for that matter, anytime you're listening to the podcast, or you're driving along and some brilliant thought crosses your mind, or some really dumbass thought too, you can always send me a text message. The number on your message app is 33103. Just, you should put that in your phone contacts now. 33103, Michael Brown. And then you can just, on your message app, start the message with the word Mike or Michael, one or the other, doesn't make any difference. Tell me anything, ask me anything. And then if you'd like to follow me on social media, the one I'm most active on, actually, truthfully, is X. So if you want to follow me on X, it's at Michael Brown USA. So we're kind of combining topics here, of the Rogan interview with Donald Trump last night. By the way, he did that interview in Austin in Rogan Studios. Sat there for 3 hours, did that interview, plus the rally that he did before that, then a three-hour interview, then flies to Michigan and does a rally in Michigan. This guy is like the Energizer Bunny. Kamala Harris, she has to get Beyonce to show up at a rally in Houston and then gets booed when the audience realizes, oh, this is not a Beyonce concert, kids. No, she's just here to introduce Kamala Harris. Yeah, I guess you got to drag them in. Remember James Carville, the Bill Clinton political advisor, famously talked about, you know, is the economy stupid? He also talked about dragging, you know, a dollar bill through a trailer park, and you could find hoes anywhere. Just drag that dollar bill through the trailer park. Yeah, that was James Carville right there. That was James Carville. Anyway, during the course of this discussion, they start talking about the idea of, you know, maybe what we ought to do is get rid of the income tax, which is, of course, a brilliant idea if we recognize that if you get rid of the income tax, two things are going to have to happen. So let's kind of set the stage for this. You first have to replace it with something. Now, prior to the 16th Amendment and the imposition of the income tax, the federal government relied on excise taxes and tariffs. And that funded everything. And then we go along and we get the progressive idea of an income tax, and let's tax Americans' labor. And then government just mushroomed, blew up like an atomic bomb, just kaboom. Well, if you get rid of the income tax, you have to do two things. You have to replace it with something, because we're not anarchists. We do believe that, you know, I do want a strong military. I would like a secure border. And I think you ought to pay congressmen something. I think they're overpaid. I think they ought to get the same median income as the average worker in America. You know, $36,000 a year or something. Cut their pay. Cut their expenses. But this idea of cutting the income tax is at least being discussed.
Did you just float out the idea of getting rid of income taxes and replacing it with tariffs?
Well, okay.
Were you serious about that?
Yeah, sure. But why not? Our country was the richest in the relatively in the 1880s and 1890s. President who was assassinated named McKinley. He was the tariff king. He spoke beautifully of tariffs. His language was really beautiful. We will not allow the enemy to come in and take our jobs and take our factories and take our workers and take our families, unless they pay a big price, and the big price is tariffs. And he'd speak like that, but he was right. And then around in the early 1900s, they switched over stupidly to, frankly, an income tax. And you know why? Because countries were put a lot of pressure in America. We don't want to pay tariffs. Please don't. You know, they, believe me, they can.
He's absolutely right about that. Sorry for the quality of that clip. He's absolutely right about that. So what, how would this work? And what's some of the history? Well, the concept might seem far-fetched, particularly in today's size of the federal government. It really wasn't that long ago that we really did rely almost entirely of federal funding through tariff revenue, tariff and excise taxes. As I mentioned earlier in the last hour, Trump actually first floated that idea at a barbershop in the Bronx. Got a little bit of attention, but not a lot of attention. But Trump pointed this out. It had all tariffs, the federal government. It didn't have an income tax. And then he expressed concern about the financial burden that income taxes impose on citizens. He said they're paying tax and they don't have the money to pay the tax. But not only do you pay the tax, but when you think about all of the manpower, all of the hours, all of the paperwork, you know, there's a great, I think it was George Carlin, I may be wrong about the comedian, that talked about, you know, the income tax is the one place where the federal government tells you that you owe us money. You ask how much, and they say, well, we don't know. You have to tell us. And then they say, well, can I, you know, you say, well, can I guess? And they say, well, you can guess, but if you guess wrong, you're going to go to jail. And that's pretty much how it operates. Under the IRS rules, there is no due process. You are guilty until you yourself prove your own innocence. It's insane. This idea is absolutely insane. Now, I don't know that we could go to only tariffs and still have enough money to pay for everything that we pay for. But what if we got rid of the income tax? I mean, and this, everything has to happen. You can't say, hey, we're going to have an income tax here, and then in 5 years, we're going to phase it out as we phase in tariffs, or we phase in a national sales tax, or we phase in a flat tax or a fair tax. No. You have to just, boom, do it. And you know why? Because if you try to phase out the income tax, it'll never go away. And then you have the whole idea of what do you do about the not just the income tax, but what do you do about the payroll taxes? Because that, in essence, those are income taxes also, because they come out of your paycheck. And if you're self-employed, you have to pay those based upon your self-employment income. And those go to pay Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all of those. So how do you replace the money for all of that? Well, on the campaign trail, Trump pushes for a more aggressive U.S. tariff policy. And usually when you just say the word tariffs, everybody runs to their corner, and everybody hides. Everybody's either for it or they're against it. And nobody ever stops and thinks, wait a minute, is there any sort of middle ground at all? Let's see if there is. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. Be sure and download the podcast on your podcast app. Search for and subscribe to this podcast titled The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you hit that subscribe button, that will automatically download all of the weekday program and this The Weekend program, so you get all of my radio programs. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eye-Zervais is proven to slow GA progression.
Eye-Zervais
or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eye-Zervais can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eye-Zervais may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eye-Zervais today.
Eye-Zervais gets GA going slower.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. But that's not all. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. And it's election season, so don't forget to vote.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. Remember, text any question or comment to this number, 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael, one or the other. Tell me anything, ask me anything. Get over there and follow me on X. At Michael Brown USA. So Donald Trump has proposed introducing a broad tariff regime on foreign imports ranging from 10 to 20%, with a much larger 60% tariff on goods that are imported from China. Now, the former president has also said that we should retaliate against any country that tariffs our goods, even if those tariffs are 100 or 200%. Now, there are a lot of nations, several nations, I probably should say, several nations that have really strong diplomatic and economic ties to our country that still maintain extraordinarily high tariffs on our manufactured goods, especially cars, automobiles. Both Germany and Japan have been able to tax or tariff American car makers for almost 80 years because of the post-World War II Marshall Plan. But Trump proposes that that arrangement should change with either the countries dropping their high tariffs or this country, our country, enacting our own tariffs and taxes on German and Japanese cars. Tariffs are a negotiating tool. And we have just allowed both Japan and Germany to keep our cars out of their country while their cars flow freely into our country. Today, tariffs account for only about, instead of 100%, only about 2% of all federal revenues, while income taxes comprise about 94% of the current cash flow of the U.S. government. Now, while a ramp up in tariffs and the use of tariffs would drastically change that dynamic, cuts to federal spending would still likely be needed. And you're thinking to yourself, so what's the downside? I don't know that there is a downside. I mean, obviously there are downsides. There are always unintended consequences. But if you can't raise enough money through tariffs and excise taxes to cover all of the costs, that's just an admission that we've had a spending problem for decades upon decades. And we've never done anything to address that spending. How many times do I have to explain whenever Congress talks about a cut in spending and they all go ballistic, they're just apoplectic because, oh my God, we can't cut spending? Well, for them, a cut in spending is only a reduction in the increase in spending. I'm going to keep preaching that and preaching that till everybody understands it. We never cut spending. We never cut spending from $100 to $90. Hells bells, if we would just cut, now this is probably outdated, but it was either Cato or the Heritage Foundation years ago did a study that if we would just cut federal spending by like 1%, you know, like probably your company's had to do, or your business has had to do, or your household budget has had to cut? If we had the federal government do that, and maybe exempt the military, we could balance the budget in within a decade. But we don't. Instead, they tell us they're cutting the budget because, well, we're spending $100 a month now. We wanted to increase that to $120, but all of you conservative libertarian nut jobs out there, all you right-wing nut jobs, want us to cut spending, so we're going to cut spending. So we're going to go, instead of 100 to 120, we're going to go from 100 to $118. And they call that a cut. I call it bullcrap. So you would need a ramp up in tariff use, but you would still need to cut spending. Currently, our imports total approximately $3 trillion annually, while income and payroll taxes bring in $4.2 trillion. Well, if we just cut some spending by $1 trillion a year, like, I don't know, maybe the Inflation Reduction Act, the infrastructure spending bill, we could easily cut out $1 trillion. But there's some truths about tariffs. Democrats and some anti-Trump Republicans have tried to brand tariffs as inflationary. But those attacks are highly highly misleading. The idea, let me go back to inflation in just a minute. Tariffs, in the most simple terms, is a form of a consumption tax. Like most taxes, consumption taxes are deflationary in their economic effect. Properly understood, inflation is either caused by increased demand, driven by an expanding money supply, or by the constriction of the supply of goods through policy or some other means, or some other incident or event. You see, tariffs neither increase the monetary supply, nor do they prevent consumers from accessing goods. They're merely taxes that the importers pay on foreign goods. The most famous tariff legislation in the country in our entire history, the Smoot-Hawley Act, actually had a deflationary impact on the economy, not an inflationary impact. So this idea that we can't do tariffs because, well, we don't have enough money, okay, well, then cut some spending. You know, I've heard for my entire life, how many times have you heard politicians running on, I want to cut government spending. I want to get rid of waste, fraud, and abuse. I now want to vomit every time I hear that. Because I know they're lying to me. And I know they're never going to do it. There are too many vested interests. And why are there too many vested interests? Because we have too many federal programs at the government level that fund NGOs or fund, you know, some preferred industry or business, or fund individuals, and we just are now addicted to it. So we all need to go to rehab. We all need to go to rehab and say, just no more. Focus on the border. Focus on a minimal social safety net. Focus on national defense, and pretty much everything else leave up to the states. I know it seems radical, but when you go back and read the Constitution, and you look at the enumerated powers of Congress, that's pretty much it. People argue with me, for example, about the post office all the time. Now, I know I've got a lot of postal workers that listen to this program. And what I'm about to say is going to cause you to scream at your radio. But the Constitution does not require a postal service. It simply says that Congress may establish post offices. Do we still need post offices? Do I still need, every single week, I get a flyer, a multi-page cheap paper flyer that's got, I don't know, coupons and crap in it, and every single week it goes right in the trash. I don't need that. I don't want that. I can't stop it. It's a bulk mail. Sometimes, aka junk mail, but that'll offend them too. There are all sorts of ways we could cut spending if we really wanted to. But too many Americans, they're addicted to it. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The roaring crash of cannon, the sizzling hum of a lightsaber, and the nail-biting tension of meeting an unknown enemy. All these and more will whisk audiences through an emotional roller coaster of battle when the Shasta Symphony Orchestra, under the baton of Dr. Jeff Speck, music director, brings to life epic battles of history through music. Get your tickets now for this Saturday night's performance starting at 7:30 at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are $15 for general admission, $10 for seniors, and $5 for students at Eventbrite.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. If you like what you hear during the week, you can also listen weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on your iHeart app. You just search for this radio station, 630 KHOW, 630 KHAL. It's right here in Denver, and you can listen on the weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. And, of course, you can always download the podcast on your podcast app. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown, The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button and then download the program. That will get you all 5 days of the weekday program and the weekend program, too. So, chop, chop, go get that done right now. So, I want to go back to the tariffs one last time. I started to, in that last segment, to go into one of the reasons that I think that Trump's tariff critics are wrong about price increases and inflation. Now, I thought about it during the break, and I think we should walk through it. Because as long as this discussion is going to occur, which, by the way, you don't hear anybody else talking about it except, well, some Democrats and then a bunch of never-Trumpers. So this plan to use what I consider to be at least broad and then both broad and targeted tariffs to protect and restore American manufacturing kind of draws bizarre counterarguments. Now, this plan that he's announced could see tariffs of upwards of 20%, and I said others maybe upwards of 60%. But the critics of that plan, even though it's very general right now, they're raising this wide range of objections, many of which are kind of nonsensical when you really inspect them closer. So this is kind of a brief overview of why nations use tariffs, the history of tariffs, and how I think that Trump's critics get the monetary and the fiscal impacts of tariffs mostly wrong. Do we even really understand what a tariff is? It's just a form of taxation. But it's one that has specific impacts on a nation's imports and their exports, our trade. Now, you think about our trade. Now, we have abdicated a lot of our trade because of the North American Free Trade Agreement, or the new one, I forget, brain fart on the name of the new one. And, of course, all of our manufacturing that we ran to China, everybody thought that China was one, and they are, they're cheap manufacturers of goods, mainly because, well, I shouldn't say mainly, but primarily because they're a poor nation. And they use slave labor. And right now, their economy's in the crapper. It's totally in the crapper. But the most common form of tariff is called a protective tariff. And that kind of tariff aims to either insulate or kind of stabilize a crucial domestic industry in a given country from foreign competition. Now, it could take the form of a fixed tax rate on an imported or an exported good, that would mean a constant set sum or a percentage. Or that tariff could be applied at a variable rate that fluctuates with the tariff target's value. Whatever that product is, as that value goes up or down, the tariff percentage goes up or down. Broader blanket tariffs are a lot less common than very specific industry or product-specific tariffs. But they're still used by governments, especially against foreign countries that engage in unfair trade practices, such as currency manipulation, which China does all of the time. At the most basic level, the goal of a tariff, what do you think the goal of a tariff is? It's to try to dissuade the consumption of a foreign good instead of an identical or similar domestic manufactured or produced good. Pushing consumption towards domestic products boosts the domestic economy. So the more we get people to produce, manufacture, and for us to consume American goods, the better that is for the American economy. And it eases foreign competition pressures. And then it lowers our trade deficit. The other point that I would make is tariffs are tools that are used to punish countries that engage in what's called dumping. What's dumping? That's flooding foreign markets with artificially underpriced goods. Now, how do other countries get underpriced goods into this country? Well, they heavily subsidize. China will heavily subsidize something that they want to dump into the American market so that it is priced significantly lower than a similar product produced in this country. And what does that do? Well, that weakens or wipes out the rival nation's domestic industry because they can't compete with it. Unless we make the mistake, which I think is a mistake, of then we start subsidizing that same good. Well, that just increases government spending, and pretty soon you have inflationary pressures again. So that begs the question of, do tariffs actually work? Tariffs are just, I don't know, I hadn't thought about this before. I don't know how many tools a nation uses to tilt international markets in their favor, but there are a lot of different things that we can do. But in short, tariffs work, and they can benefit us dramatically. Now, that's to say there aren't some drawbacks. For most of our history, this country maintained a very wide range of tariffs as a matter of policy. What was that policy? That policy was to promote and protect critical domestic industries. It wasn't that we were mad at some country. We were trying to protect what we produced in this country. Now, prior to the ratification of the Constitution and the granting of taxing authority to Congress, tariffs were pretty much the only way that the federal government could raise any money. And tariffs also comprised a cornerstone of Alexander Hamilton's economic blueprint as the first Secretary of the Treasury for the United States. So you go throughout the entire 19th century, throughout the 1800s, tariffs were common in this country, and that helped to fuel the growth of American industry. I would even argue that it helped spur the American Industrial Revolution. And Congress often instituted tariff measures in response to the dumping of foreign goods, such as when the Brits began flooding our markets with imports following the War of 1812. The Brits, you know, one way to get back at us for winning the War of 1812, let's just subsidize and dump all of our goods into the United States. Well, the use of tariffs then fell out of favor following the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act of 1930 and the Great Depression, because a lot of people saw that law as kind of exacerbating the economic depression's effects on the country's economy. Post-Great Depression, and then throughout the remainder of the 20th century, all through the 1900s, import and export taxes remained relatively low, I'd say very low. Populists, nationalists point to that period. Think about you've always heard about the 1920s, the Roaring Twenties, right? Well, populists and nationalists point to that period as one in which American jobs accurately began to shift overseas, especially following Nixon's decision to lift foreign capital controls. And once Nixon did that, manufacturing initially started just running out of the country. Are tariffs inflationary? Do tariffs cause inflation? That's the latest argument that critics of Trump's plan is that his plan is to harness inflationary fears among Americans in an attempt to falsely convince them that tariffs are going to make matters worse. It's going to cost you more money. And social media has been flooded with claims that the Trump tariff plan will only make inflation worse, which, of course, the media that we talked about at the very beginning of the program that most people don't have trust in. Well, here's one reason why, because they keep asserting, they keep repeating the assertion as well that if you do this plan, it's going to cause inflation, prices are going to be even higher, and Americans will be paying even more for all the products that we buy all the time. Those claims are not even remotely correct. Tariffs are, in essence, taxes. Taxation is inherently deflationary. Why? Because it does one of two things. It either takes dollars from our monetary supply, or it creates what I've often talked about in my program during the weekday, demand destruction, by directly suppressing the demand for something. You know that's true. The more you tax something, the less of it you're going to get. Now, by removing dollars from circulation through taxation, like income taxes, the upward pressure on prices that are created by an increasing monetary supply, that gets reduced. In the meantime, taxes, like a consumption-based sales tax or a tariff, increase the cost for consumer or producer, reducing demand. If it reduces demand, think of a tax on cigarettes. By taxing a sale at a higher rate, the long-term goal of lawmakers was to reduce the consumption of cigarettes, and they accomplished that. Now, it's important to note that there are instances where producers choose to absorb the increased cost of production that's caused by a tariff instead of passing it on to a consumer, especially if they're trying to maintain market competitiveness or they're trying to maintain market share. So they'll make that choice. A business gets to make that choice. So while a tariff might appear to be inflationary in the short term, because it can raise prices, in the long term, the encouragement of domestic investment, stabilized kind of calm, equal production capacity, and stable and sustainable consumption all reduce inflation and strengthen American industry. So the claims that tariffs are inflationary just fall flat on their face when they're simply tools at the most infamous tariff policy in American history, Smoot-Hawley. One last comment about Smoot-Hawley, and then we'll move on. But I want you to understand that what Trump is suggesting here is not inflationary, and over the long term might reduce federal spending and might increase American manufacturing. I'll be right back.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest.
ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden.
Danson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Jen Asner. A lovely and chatting interview.
It's all
conversation. It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Ammon. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So I got a couple of text messages reminding me that taxpayers don't pay for the United States Postal Service. Not yet. USPS has, now I don't know the current figure, but I think it's in excess of $100 billion in unfunded liabilities for its pension program. Well, the problem with that unfunded liability is that at some point, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, which is a federal agency, and that is a federal agency funded by the taxpayers. And what does that agency do? It bails out pension programs. Taxpayers fund that. Now, beneficiaries pay for it too. We all pay for it. At some point, the USPS retirement fund, those unfunded liabilities, are going to have to be funded. And that's where the PBGC comes in, and the PBGC will then use taxpayer money to bail it out. So while I think since 1970, or somewhere in the 70s, the USPS went from being the United States, it became the United States Postal Service, and became this private, public company, that no, we don't directly fund, but we will and do indirectly. And I don't know why, but postal workers, it's kind of like teachers and their public employee retirement plans. Firefighters, teachers, nobody wants to talk about all their unfunded liabilities, which eventually taxpayers will end up having to pay for. And the same thing is true with the USPS. So that's why I get a little wrapped around the axle about, oh, their taxpayers don't pay anything, to which I would say, yet. But eventually we will have to. So let's talk about whether or not tariffs are inflationary. go back to the Smoot-Hawley Act of 1930. Now, some contend that the tariff policy that the tariff policy in the 1930s made the Great Depression even worse by setting off a cascade of retaliatory foreign tariffs against us. And that helped crater domestic and foreign consumption and threw the money, the country, into a deflationary cycle. Now, while the timing of the Tariff Act may have contributed to some negative impacts, most economists now agree that Smoot-Hawley's contribution to the deflationary crisis that kicked off the Depression is way overblown. But therein lies the problem for those that criticize Trump's plan. It cannot be both inflationary and deflationary, and historically, tariffs are deflationary. That's just the history of the tariffs. So while there is always a risk of a retaliatory tariff from another country, the United States currently has a relatively minimal tariff stance against almost all foreign nations, which gives us lots of wiggle room. And that's when Trump talks about tariffs are a negotiating tool, that's precisely what he's talking about. But in the meantime, like right now, countries like Japan, Mexico, Germany, they already use tariff policies to tilt, for example, the auto manufacturing industry in their favor. And there is virtually no, in fact, I would argue that there is no resistance from the American government whatsoever. Oh, there is a lot of chest beating about protecting American and domestic auto manufacturers, but that's all it is. Imposing higher tariffs on automobile imports from just those three countries alone would level the playing field for U.S. auto manufacturers. And then you cannot discuss tariffs without addressing China. Now, while the communist country does engage in forms of tariff protectionism, China's greatest weapon is currency manipulation. Using purchases and sales of our treasuries, our bonds, the communists purposely deflate their currency to ensure that domestic Chinese manufacturing costs remain artificially, if not extremely artificially, low. What does that do? Well, that alone encourages foreign investment, particularly from Americans, in Chinese industry and drives multinational corporations to do what? To outsource their workforce to China. Broad-based tariffs on Chinese goods are, in short, the only way to combat just how radically the communists have tilted international trade in their favor. Every time you hear about tariffs and Donald Trump mentioning them, just remember that it's not just it's about taxation. Tariffs cannot be both simultaneously deflationary and inflationary at the same time. You think about how many autos we sell in Japan, Germany, and Mexico, pretty much zero. And then you think about what China does in terms of its currency manipulation, so that they are, in essence, subsidizing their manufacturing costs to keep it low so that the transnational corporations in this country run to China for their manufacturing. Tariffs in a nutshell. More than you probably wanted to know. I hope it explains a little. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of health. Walgreens.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Now at the Turtle Bay Museum, Mindbender Mansion, Unlock the Puzzle. On exhibition now through January 5th, featuring interactive games, challenges, brain teasers, and more. Perfect for families of all ages and school groups. Test your brain power and problem-solving skills now at Turtle Bay Museum. Don't miss out on this immersive exhibition. Mindbender Mansion, Unlock the Puzzle. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.